Hello everyone, it's Mushtar FM 89.6. My name is Samantha,
Victor,
and I'm Thomas.
And today we have a very controversial and interesting topic, talking about online and offline datings.
About love, about friendship, dating.
Yes. How is it to have digital love in modern life? Guys, what do you prefer, dating online or dating offline?
At first, I want to say welcome to all the listeners. Also, are welcome to join to this intense debate through the social media. We are Mushtar FM, and you can also answer to that interesting question. Do you prefer online dating? Do you prefer online dating? For me, I prefer to combine it, a mix of both. In my normal life, it's true that I prefer to meet people in cafes, events, festivals, concerts, exhibitions, because it's funny. It's funny to meet people in a relaxed environment. But I have to recognize that when, for example, you travel or you are new in a different city, it could be easier through the apps, see who's around you, who's closer to you. And online dating, it's easier also to find and talk with people fastly. You could even know people even with the same interest that you. For example, if you like the same music, or if you are interested in the same, like a friendship or so. For me, the best of both worlds, online, offline, because, okay, you could start flirting or meet people online, but also before I make decisions, I need, for example, a coffee or even a walk or a relaxed talk in order to watch the vibes. Online offers the possibility of be fast to know people, to be more direct, but I like so much also the chemistry that could happen when you are face to face.
And what about you, Thomas?
For me, I don't think I have any preference between dating online or offline, because for me, both are good. Yeah, the thing I prefer is maybe dating offline, because I can see the person face to face, so the person can't lie on her appearance. We will talk about this later. To meet some person face to face is really better. For example, as Victor said, I like to meet people in festivals or in events or when traveling, because it's, I think, more natural, because online dating, people are only here to find some love and not share special moments or things like this.
I completely agree with you, because it's more natural. You feel the vibes, you know the intention of that person when you are in a concert, when you are in a festival, when you are in exhibition, because if both of you are there in that same place, it that you have at least the same interest, you are also in the same mood. So it's really, really nice. I completely agree with you.
It depends on the situation, as I see, because, for example, a lot of people, they're busy with the work, with their stuff, and they don't have even time to go to festivals or such events. And there's the question where the person can find the another person without any activities. And in this case, the online dating application can be the exit of the situation. Unfortunately, talking about, especially about the Moscow, the business city, people, they just don't have time for it. And here you have free time in the subway, you just check the people, and it's very good because you can find the person even with the same interest, because it's truly that a lot of people, they meet in Tinder or Badoo, the same people with the same interests.
I agree with you in one point that it could be nice in some moments, like, for example, you are traveling or in a occasion or so. But if you don't have time to date, it's about your priorities, I think. If you don't have time, it's like when people say, I don't have time to read. No. I'm sorry. All of us have time to read. If you don't read, it's because you don't want. So if you reduce dating or meet people to the subway or whatever, maybe you don't like to have special moments or to meet new people or are open to this.
I agree with you, but sometimes you don't have the possibility to go on the events alone. For example, I don't like to go to the concerts alone. In most cases, I visited public places with friends. And in most cases, we have the company of the friends of the girls, and the guy, he will be too shy to go to me because I'm always with friends. I had this situation, like when guy then said that he wanted to go to me in university, but all the breaks I were with friends and there wasn't any possibility. So, and this is why sometimes you have the time for dating, but you don't have the possibility to meet people because of the events.
Hmm. Okay. I accept that speech because it's about the situation. Okay, I recognize it. So, but for me, it's more that the offline. I prefer the offline. Okay, it's nice a little bit chat or talk about online in order to meet new people, but firstly, I want to meet in the real life. I don't like to long chat the chat romance. No. It's not for me.
I think I prefer offline dating, but dating online is way easier because you don't have to deal with your shyness. Because you can talk to anyone without showing your face or the person can't see you. So it's really easier for me to create a first contact. Because as Samantha said, sometimes you want to go to a girl, but she's always with friends. So you have no opportunity to make a first contact, to break the ice. Because it's really, really hard when you are shy in real life. It's way easier to talk and say what you think without being afraid about the judgment of the other person because you can't see him or her, so I think it's way easier.
But what's happening with the tension of the moment? Online dating, I don't know, but I don't feel like the butterflies in your stomach, like, going up. I think that we are missing our emotions because online maybe are reducing this. I don't know. I want to hear your opinions.
Of course, you don't feel butterflies for the first moment, but sometimes you can meet the person because you agreed to meet after you have chatted. And you know this person because you have chatted, you have something in common. And then you understand that you have butterflies, but truly I didn't have it. So in this part, I agree with you. In most cases, you have butterflies when you meet the person in real life. As for me, I also prefer offline dating because truly, I'm not the digital person at all, and I don't like chatting. It's very hard for me, and as a girl, I think that's to meet a guy in real life more romantic. The second reason is that I don't like chatting at all, especially when guys in Tinder ask, you know, the same, how are you doing, how was your day, what are your hobbies, where are you working, the same questions all the time. And I confess that sometimes I just copied my answers and just send it because it's about the same. Yeah. It's bad, I know, but yes, true, because the same questions and my hobbies didn't change for all my life. So, yeah, for me, it was very hard, especially in Tinder, where a lot of chattings, and I just was burnt off these digital communications. But in real life, I found it easiest for me to speak with the people. You see the real person and see his emotions. It's very important, as you have said, about the butterflies, that you feel the chemistry, and for me it's very important because in any case digital world is going further, but we are the humans. Yeah,
for sure. What about that study that say that, for example, good looking people are more successful than people that it's not considered by the society, like beauty, sexy or so? Do you think that it's true, or are you agree with that study or not?
For me, I think it's really important online dating to be really handsome or beautiful. Maybe you just don't need that. You just have to take really good pictures and maybe Photoshop a bit. And it's way easier to approach people. But online dating, people mostly doesn't care at first about your interest. They prefer to see your appearance. And yeah, as I said, if you can take really good pictures with good effects and smiling, just something like this, I think it's extremely easy to find people just by your appearance.
Sam, what do you think about it?
You know, I partly agree with these statistics because there are some points for it. On one hand, of course, for the first, you see only appearance in the online dating app. And like person, if he is beautiful for you, and you can imagine that in the future you can be together, like, wow, in their appearance. But sometimes you also can check the description of the person. But for example, I didn't have any description when I was in Tinder. So, yeah, and the second point is that in any case, you will have a chat with a person and talking with him. And then you will understand that you don't have anything in common sometimes. I had a lot of cases of it that handsome guy started to write. And then conversation was so boring, you know. He asked me what was my day. I was chatting. Oh my God, so many stuff. And he, I was sleeping. I was eating. I went to fitness. And it's like, okay, yeah. But I can see for sure that in this case, everything depends what aims have the person in such apps. Do you want to date? Do you want to chat, to talk with person? Because it's very important for you. Or you just want to have one night, it's like tokens doesn't matter for you.
For me, I'm not agree with that study. Because, for example, I'm not the kind of guy that the society thinks that is the best prototype, stereotype of man, beauty, fit, slim. But I'm a really social guy and not everything is about beauty. Be kind, polite, funny. For sure, it's much more that beauty. And people likes the experience in the real life. People that make you feel special. And I know how to make feel special a person. But for example, even online, why the first question is always, what are you looking for? So, for example, in my case, I said, I'm looking for my keys. In order to be different. Okay, let's do it different. We are not robots. So for that reason, I'm not agree with that study because when you are a little bit different than the most of the people, it's like, okay, it's not my prototype, but it's really nice. So these kind of things normally are most successful that if you are beauty or so, because beauty, you could work on it easily. You buy a really trendy t-shirt, you could buy a nice cap, or you could put your hair like a good hairdresser. But also, we have to work in the social emotions and how to make people feel special. And I think that it's so important also.
Yeah, you know, in Russia we have the phrase that you meet the person with the appearance but say goodbye with his inner soul. Yeah, we're looking to the appearance, but in any case, it won't last for a long time. Talking about time, how do you think what is more common for online dating apps, strong relationships or one night?
I think it really depends, but I really think most of the time is one night or just like sex friend, but I think it's not for a long relationship because I really think overall people are products. They are not human in this dating app because, as Victor said, they instantly ask, what are you here for? The same question, they want to meet you fast, to want to have sex fast because you are just a merchandise. For my experience, at least, they just want for once, and when the person wants to do what she wants to do, she bored and she can move really quickly after just one meet or few meets. For me, people are just product on there, and that's the side I don't like at all.
For sure, I completely agree with you because it's like a butchery. You could see all the products. For sure, online dating increase the possibilities more to one night stand than strong relationships. But for sure, there is exceptions. This is not the completely truth. This is our opinion because this is point of view program. But for sure, it's really easy. It's not complicated. And these are words about psychology studies that if you know that you could get more easily, you don't spend time with this. In this case, with the person. For example, if you meet a guy or if you meet a girl, if that girl is not at first in your vibe, you say, next. A million users behind you. I know that only chat by text and start a relationship has more complicity than in the real life. But only text that a person has more complicity. And also, this affirmation, it's about psychologies and universities and so on.
I totally disagree. because I have my own experience, the experience of my friends. Of course, there are some cases that a lot of people there are searching for one night. But I believe that in such apps, you can find your love. As I have said, there is a possibility of one night, but in most cases, people don't interested in long chatting and ask it directly, or sometimes you can understand it because of the manner of communication if the person wants just for one night. But in any case, I have a lot of examples when people are in long relationships and they met each other in Tinder or Badoo or other apps. Talking about me, I met a guy in Tinder in the first day when I downloaded it. I got bored of Tinder after 3-4 days. For me, it was too hard. And after a few days, we went to the concert and started to date very often. But we just deleted Tinder after the concert, so I was in app just for 3 days in total. And then I didn't want to use it, of course, at all. Then we had the relationships for 3 years. So, of course, in real life, in such big cities as Moscow, where 20 million people live, it would be impossible sometimes. Another my best friend has relationships more than 4 years, and they travel a lot, and they together, and they have very happy time. And also two couples of my friends, they also met in Tinder, and they are even married, and one of the couple, they have a child. I can say for sure that most of my friends met their partners in Tinder, so it is very popular, and for sure you can find strong relationships there because I had seen a lot of examples of it. Maybe it depends on the city, I can say about it, because Moscow is a very big city, but we have it.
I kind of agree and disagree because I think strong relationships are possible, but it's like 5% or 10% maximum of the total user of Tinders. Because, for example, yeah, I have one of my best friends. He is in a relationship with a girl that he met on Tinder for 4 years. But I think it's extremely rare in general. Because for me, Tinder, it's like human supermarkets. Because as I said, people are products. And also the thing I wanted to say about what you said earlier, it's the difference people are on dating app and in real life. Because from my experience, I had, for example, some girls that we talked a lot, we had a good feeling, we make jokes, we speak all the time, and when you want to meet the person in real life, she's just quiet or really distant, she's totally different person, you are not sure 100% this is the same person you talked for weeks or months. Yeah, for me that's very notable, that people can be extremely different, like behind their screen and in reality.
Yes, and also I agree with you with the supermarket. Some people say, you are too old, you are seem like an old person, and this is technology, new times. Yes, but I say, it's not like a disco, it's not like a concert, because when I go to a concert, I'm not with the purpose or to have a date. My purpose, it's to enjoy music, enjoy vibes, and if something happens, it's okay. But in the apps, you are with one purpose. Looking for something, sometimes love, sometimes not love, sometimes other kind of things. I think that this kind of emotions have to be natural. Because when you look for it, it's not the same. It's more like a process. I feel like a robot. For me, it's not so satisfying like dating offline. Okay, in a first stage it's okay, but after it, no, for sure.
How do you think, guys, is possible dating only find the friends without any datings?
I think it's absolutely not possible for me. Even if you know, there are some dating apps just for meet friends, but I know overall how the guys are, and I think they try to flirt on every app that is possible. For example, I heard the story that one guy tried to flirt with a girl on BlaBlaCar app. So for me, it's not possible to make friends by this kind of app. I think for girls, it's possible, but for guys, I'm really sure that it's not possible because they try to flirt everywhere they can. Even on social media, we will talk about it later, but for me, that's not possible at all.
I completely disagree. For sure, even there are apps only for friends. I knew my best friend even in an online dating app. Of course, at first we meet at the app, we date each other at first with other intention, but finally we meet at the cafe, we talk a lot, we laugh, and that moment we decide, okay, we will be friends, not couple, or different friend with benefits or whatever. And years ago, we are still friends, like the song, FRIENDS.
It's so amazing. Yeah, you know, I think it depends on the type of app. For example, in Tinder and Badoo and such applications, people dating or have one-night meeting because you put likes in intention to have something with the person. You look for the appearance, as we have mentioned before. But, of course, there were some cases when my friends met new friends, but it was very, very rarely that they got just friends. In most cases, everybody is searching for something in Tinder, but in Russia, for example, we have a special app named Really, where you can find people, doesn't matter, boy, girls, just for friends, according to common interests. It's like the new app. It was created maybe this year. And also, I have heard about such application as Meet Me. Do you know about it?
Nope.
It's also the app where you can find some friends and you can chat with a lot of people according to their interests. It's very interesting that sometimes, for example, you have the summer, your friends left the country, etc. You're just searching for the company and you can just use these applications. And my friends, they got a lot of friends in these applications. And also there is another application that we have when you can just put the announce that I would like to go to Central Park this evening. I would like to join someone and have nice time. I'm interested in music, something like this. I want to have the picnic. And in this app, you can find the people who are also wants to meet with other people and just to have time out, for example, in the summer. So I believe that in such apps, you can find friends because it's like the aim of application. Talking about dating apps, I have some doubts, truly.
I'm talking about what Thomas said. One guy or one girl tried to date in BlaBlaCar or so. And you said that maybe for girls it's easier or it's okay or it's has more possibilities. What about dating for guys, dating for girls? It's easier for guys, it's easy for girls, it doesn't matter. What do you think, guys?
I can say about my experience because I've been on dating app for, I think, few years in general. I think it's very hard for guys because for me, for example, I don't take beautiful photographies, so I'm sure that I have less success than the guys that can take really good pictures. I don't know, I try to put in my biography something funny or so, but if I don't have any good pictures, it doesn't work, I think, most of the time.
But I think that that's good because if you don't put like a really perfect pictures, when someone meets you, it's like better because, oh, it's better than I thought. The pictures was not with Photoshop, with filters or so. It's natural. So normally when you don't do perfect profile, when people meet you, it's like, wow, it's even better than the photos. And you get a surprise and you say, this guy or this girl, it's nice because it's not trying to lie. Because, as you said, some people put photos and you say, well, who are you? With a lot of makeup or really filters. So,
yeah, for me, I can tell the difference because I used Tinder as a guy for many years. And, for example, most of the time, I had maximum one or two match per week. I don't think I'm that handsome, but I'm not that ugly also, I think. So that's why I don't understand why I don't have that little of matches. But the thing, I wanted to try a social experiment. I know some people can say I'm weirdo or something like this, but I don't care. I just wanted to study the behavior of people. So I create a fake account of a girl just to see the difference of matches. And the girl is literally more than 100 matches per week. And yeah, it's so easy for a girl to have some match. And a lot of guys try to talk to girl because, yeah, there are way more guys on dating apps than the girl. And that's also the problem, I think.
That's what I want to point. Maybe it's about the amount of guys, amount of girls of the users, because we don't know exactly the numbers. Applications don't offer that information. And sometimes could be even could frustrate you because you say, okay, I only have one match or two matches. And also we have to point that these apps, sometimes, if you pay more, you get more matches. And maybe it's a trick, maybe it's an algorithm, in order to guys or girls or who knows, pay for have more. Maybe it's the application that hides you, that you feel, okay, I'm not a really good guy, I don't have matches, I want to change. And okay, the majority of people say, if I have no matches, doesn't matter. But some people say, I want to have matches and pay in order to be more visible and to appear to more people. And for that, it's about statics. If you appear to more people, you have more possibilities to get a match. For that reason, I think that it's important to know, please, application, be more transparent about the number of users of each one, each sex, and also, please, be more transparent with your algorithm, because we are talking about the feelings, emotion of people.
Talking about dating online, talking as a girl, as you have mentioned, Victor, that we don't know the numbers, and sometimes, as you think, that boys, they use this application more, maybe. But talking about Russia and Moscow again, I'm sorry, but I had experience of Tinder only there. I know that in Moscow we have more girls, for example, and in Russia in total. So, yes, and boys, maybe they should have more matches because of it. I don't know even. And talking as a girl that used this application, I can say that it is easy to be a girl in this application because you don't need to do anything. In most cases, you just put the likes, who you like. In most cases, you got the same or more, and they just, the guys, they write to you, and then you can just choose. I like the Tinder because you only guys that you liked can write to you, and you understand, yes, this appearance is suitable for me, but, for example, I don't like our conversation, and then you can think about it. In Badoo, for example, you don't have the choice because everybody can write to you, and, you know, some kinds of very weird messages, and this is why I don't like this application at all, because there are no filter of communication. There is a new application, Bumble, where only girls can write to the guys.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that application, but in my country, in Spain, there is the same one app with the same dynamic, that only girls could talk with the guys. Thing that I to point that I don't consider like feminism or equalism, because if only girls could talk with guys, for me it's not fair and it's not modern. It's not about the 21st century. Okay, it's funny because it's marketing, girls could decide. No, it's in order to attract more girls, but it's not fair. It's not an application for the 21st century. I think that both of sex has to be the opportunity to talk.
You know, it depends on the person because, for example, shy guys, if they will use this app and they have very good appearance, for example, they just don't need to do anything. For them, it can be the good point. So, but yes, for me, I have met two girls that met their, like, one the boyfriend and another the husband from other countries, and they moved to them, and very good relationships because of it. But it depends. I agree with you with the quality. For example, the Tinder is the best, as I think, because you both choose. If you have both the match, you can write to each other because you liked each other. So, and then you decide you will write to the person or the person will write to you, and then you will have the conversation. Yeah.
But also, I want to have the opportunity to choose, because with Tinder, I have the sensation that it's Tinder that it's choosing for me, because they put you a deck of people that think they interest you. I prefer like this kind of apps that you see who's around and you could meet and text without restrictions.
A Tinder, as I remember, it depends on the distance between you.
Yes, but it's like a deck. It's like a deck, and you are choosing that you see the more or less the distance that you are closer or far.
Okay.
So, and you see who's around exactly, and you select the profile, and you could start a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, I'm totally agree with you, because if you don't match with the person on Tinder, you have absolutely no chance. And yeah, with the app you are describing, you, if you have less attractive appearance, you can try to send a funny message or something like this, and the person can consider you more than if you just don't match, you have absolutely no chance. And yeah, I prefer this kind of app personally, because yeah, even if at the first impression the person cannot like you, you can have the chance making the hair loss and have a start of feeling. Sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it can work even if you don't match. I think it's important.
As I have said, like, I disagree with it. Yeah, sorry. Because I think that it's unfair if I don't want to communicate with a person. I don't want to. I don't have time to. I didn't select the person. Why I need to receive the messages and to be interrupted by this person? Like, it's my logic of it. As I have said, that this is why I don't like Badoo. Because, of course, you didn't put the like to a person, but in any case, he can write to you. And in my practice, that if I didn't put the like, I didn't want to communicate with the person. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. We are talking here about likes and dislikes. And likes for me, it's not the likes for you, and could be the dislikes for Thomas.
Yeah, it depends.
Yes, we are exchanging opinion. And also, we want your opinion. Please go to our social media. This is Mustard FM in Facebook, on Instagram. And share with us if you prefer online dating, offline dating, and why. And if you have any experience, tell us, please. We are Mustard FM. Follow, like, share, and also our podcast. After this emission, you will be ready to re-listen, listen again, if you like this speech, this talking, this debate. So, talking about that, what is fair and not is fair at the application, do you think that online dating increase the tolerance or not, or it doesn't matter? Because for me, for example, I think that sometimes even divide us more. Like, for example, you get an application only for people that is fit. Online application that for people that it's like millionaire, because there is exit people and social networks for online dating for rich people. Because you have to pay an amount in order to have an exclusive circle. And you are meeting people that are like you. Or social networks that it's looking for like the topic sugar daddy, sugar mommy, or so. Online dating that is for people that like to dance. This is more opportunities to know people, or we are against the diversity?
Okay, I'm kind of agree and disagree at the same time, because yeah, as you said, it can divide group of people that, yeah, for example, with rich person, with, I don't know, overweight person, something like this. But I think sometimes it can be good. For example, if you have pansexual, like if you like BDSM, something like this, I can understand. In most of dating app, it can be difficult to meet someone exactly like you. So for this kind of situation, I think it's better that there is some specific dating apps to meet exactly the person you want to meet, because it represents, for example, I don't know, less than 5% of the population. So I think sometimes it's good. Yeah, in the specific app, sometimes you don't have the opportunity to meet someone you will not able to know in normal dating app. What do you think, Samantha?
I think that it doesn't matter at all, truly. Like, of course, you can find the person dancing app or etc., as you have said. But it doesn't give you the guarantee that you will be together. Yeah, sometimes we have common interests, but we can be friends, and or we can go to the parties together sometimes, etc. But it's more than just interest. The love consists of different points, you know, like temper, interests, just feelings. Sometimes we can't just understand why we love the person. They can be so different, but they can be together. But of course, I see it's more for the find the friends, and this is why for me it doesn't matter at all. Of course, you can meet the future boyfriend and girlfriend there, But as I have said, doesn't guarantee that if you like the same kind of music that you will be together. So, yeah. The love is more complicated thing.
It's a complicated thing. I'm talking about some points that could be a little bit dangerous. Do you think that we have to take care with online dating? There is any kind of things that we have to take care? Because, for example, in real life, when you meet someone, you also have to prevent of something. What kind of dangers could be at online dating? Have you any experience?
Oh yeah, for me, I have heard a lot of story about this. I think it can be dangerous for guys and for girls, but especially for girls. For example, if I have to give an advice, never go to the house of the guys for the first date because you don't know who he is. Once you are in his flat, he can do basically whatever he wants with you. Yeah, it can be extremely dangerous because, yeah, the guy can, I don't know, in the worst case, try to rape you, maybe try to kill you sometimes. You don't know because you never met the person. Even if the guy looks nice when texting, you have a good feeling, his appearance is nice and stuff like this, so you don't suppose that he can be evil, but I heard a lot of stories that the girl went to the flat and the guy tried to rape her or something like this. It can be extremely dangerous this way, I think.
I think that smart girl won't go to the flat of the guy for the first date or even on the second date because it can be dangerous. Even if you met the guy in the park, in the library, I don't know, in very different places or even in the Tinder or such applications. It's like there's the possibility that it can happen. You have a lot of places when you can meet, like cafe, public places. And as for me, it would be very weird and, sorry, stupid to go to the flat of the guy that with whom you don't have even something in common, you know, common friends, common work, etc. And it can be dangerous, doesn't matter when you have met this guy.
I want to answer you about something because I'm totally not agreed by the fact that you said only smart girl don't go to the guy's house because some guys are extremely good to make you trust them by they do video calls, they are always smiling, they inspire confidence in you and some, as I can say, desperate girl can really trust that it's true. No one can be that evil, something like this. So for me, it's not related to intelligence. Even smart girl can fall in the trap because some guy are extremely good to convince you that they are really good. And that's how they trap you in their house, I think.
But in any case, you can write to your friends, you know, that I'm going to this flat, for example, be in touch. It's like it's not the big deal. So you just need to be prepared for everything. Even if you trust the person, you need to have some second plan for it.
Of course, you have to take precautions. I totally agree about this with you, for sure.
I think that we have to take care in both, in online or offline, because after the online, we have an offline meeting and dangerous situation could happen at the offline, but also at the online, because you have to take care which photos you send. Because maybe, and I'm not talking about photos plus 18, I'm talking even your own photos, because maybe that people later use that photos for any other thing.
What kind of photos do you mean?
Oh, even your profile photos. For example, in order to steal your identity and create a new profile. For that reason, I prefer offline because I meet to the other person, but they don't have more than his remind in his mind. But when you meet people through an application, through social media, has your image, your information, everything about you. So we have to take care about that because it could be dangerous. Even the situation that you talk about, also the digital situations, digital environment, because there are new ways of be in dangerous situation. So take care.
Yeah, it's like we all know that everything that you put in the internet can be in everybody's hands. So you need to take care of your profile. But sometimes, you know, but we need to take the photos for these applications because if the profile will be without photos, it will be very strange. And this is, don't see the choice in this situation if you are using online apps, just, you know, Instagram.
In fact, it's not strange because the online dating started only with chatting in the chat room. And you don't know more than the other people tell you. So, for sure, online dating and the apps are really nice, but we also have to take care because we're talking right now about privacy, about your privacy. It's the most important that we have. Our own image, our personal image, our face could be still the photos. If you send spicy ones, for example, okay, but you have to take care that maybe it could be later in a dangerous website, or maybe that photos or video could be resent through messengers, through WhatsApp, through other application of text. Also, our information about what I like, what I don't like. Some applications, you could see who's closer. This is good because you see who's closer, but also that person knows approximately that it's closer to you and more or less could say, okay, it could be like in this zone. So it's also about your privacy. We have to manage with this.
Yeah. I totally agree with that we need to take care of our privacy, especially in digital world. And also, talking about the dangers that can be of dating, I will say some words about especially online dating. As you know, this popular story of the guy of the Tinder who stole a lot of money of the girls, as Thomas said that sometimes you can be so smart and you have the ability to influence on people that they will trust. And he had this special method that he spent a lot of money for the first time and girls for sure that he is rich. And then they got so many debts. So it was the fraud. And it's only one popular case, but there are a lot of such cases with guys and also, I believe, with girls. And talking about the girls, a lot of cases, they just earn money for the men of this application, especially with maybe not young men, and with their appearance, the influence on the guys, etc. They got money. It's also another sort of the fraud. And people can lose a lot in these applications.
And firstly, so for that thing I'm talking about this, what kind of things do you tell at the social media or even through a message? Because if you give your bank account details, for example, or your ID could be dangerous. Please don't scan your ID, your passport, or your bank account details with people that you don't know. Also in the real life, but for sure, take care because some people has good ability on that in order to emotion the people and then get money or even who knows because has your identity.
The credits and debts. And talking about another danger that can appear in online datings, also in offline datings, it can be blackmail. Because as we have mentioned in this app, sometimes guys, you know, ask for the photos, come on, the influence on the girl. She can think that the guy fall in love with her, etc. Even sometimes she doesn't know how this guy is looking like because they didn't have their real meeting, but they had so good online communication and she can send him some private photos, let's say like this. And there can be the blackmail. It's so horrible because this person can be another person at all and she won't find him at all. And he can write her from different accounts to take the money. If you want to send me money, I will spread these photos to everyone, to your friends, etc. And it's very common now. It's so dangerous to just, as we have mentioned, to put any materials, especially private materials, in such applications and also online. Talking about offline, also you can meet a guy in the club, you have the communication, but you don't know real details about him and he can ask you in Instagram, I don't know, even in another Facebook social network for these photos. And then how you will find him? Also, you don't have any details about him. And you will think, okay, we met, we have the chemistry. And then also the dangers of it. It's very, yeah, common situation of this digital world. And we'll repeat that. Don't post any private materials in social networks and even in the internet. Because if it's in the internet, it can appear every time in every place.
For this dangerous situation, but also for any other kind of bad situation, I prefer offline dating, because also we have the phenomena catfish, fake profiles, or even stalkers. Because of course we have people that is not good offline, but for sure in offline we don't have catfish, fake profiles, stalkers, or the new phenomenon also ghosting, people disappearing. What do you think about these situations?
I think it's really interesting what you're talking about, because it's not something that is really known, but yeah, fake profile and catfish in general are really more common than we can think. For example, people who are not confident with their appearance like sometimes to put some fake pictures. That's why I think it's very important when you think that you will meet someone just to ask for some more photos or maybe make a video call or something like this. Because sometimes you meet the person and it's totally not the same person. Even sometimes a guy can take a picture of a girl and pretend that he's the girl, or the opposite also. And yeah, I think it can be very dangerous. People who are not confident with their appearance take fake profiles. I don't know if you know, but it exists an American show that makes people meet each other. For example, they have a kind of online relationship for months, and when they meet, they notice it's totally not the same person. Because yeah, for example, I've seen that a girl that was overweight and very upset about it, so she took a photo of her and she photoshopped it a lot, so it doesn't look the same person at all. And for me, even if it's in fact the same person, but it's 100 photoshopped, for me it's not the same person. And yeah, you can have a lot of surprise when you discover the person for the first time, because it's not someone that you think it was. And yeah, it can be a real disaster. Even if the feeling is there, if the appearance is not the same, it can be really surprising.
Really surprising and really disgusting, because
yeah, it can be considered as a lie.
It's a lie, for sure. We have here a really psychological component. Why people do this? Some people, okay, it's for annoying, but most people it's because so shy, not confident, don't know how to start a conversation. So I think that with online dating, young people or even us, we are like robots. We are like no emotional, because we don't want to feel when someone rejects us. And that's the love, that's the dating, that's flirting, and that's how everything starts, with emotion, with feeling that someone likes you. I think that governments has to improve some politics about emotional education. I think that people, even more with the time, don't want to connect with other people. And for that reason, some people create another parallel person in order to connect with other ones. Because sometimes it's, I don't want to connect with no one, but I create another version of me and this one. But this is inside the mind. Could you imagine be two persons in one? It's like a chaos. So for me, it's easier offline and be who you are. If someone rejects you, no problem. Go. We are 8,000 millions over the world.
Yeah, more or less.
Or more. Sorry if the number is not okay, but we are a lot of people. And we are here for feel things. Life if for things happen, not for sit in your desk, have bad romance.
I totally agree with that. And I see 2 points of catfishing. The first point, that you change yourself, and first of all, you lie to yourself. That, of course, if you think that you have the problems with something, you know, but in most cases, we can change everything in us. It can be in the appearance, and can be in something else. So you just need the motivation for it. the best point just to accept yourself and just to love yourself and not to pretend to be another person, because you're lying to you. And especially in dating apps, it will be perfect and amazing to find the person who will love you with all disadvantages as you think. It can be advantageous for another person. It is very important to understand that all in this life is subjective. So the first point is like people, they are lying to themselves. And also the second point, that they lie to others. Because person is accepting something like appearance or social position, etc. It's very unfair when you communicate with one person, then it came out that it's totally another person. And person can fall in love with you and love all your points of life, and then it came out that it was lie, and it is very unfair to another person. I know that sometimes there are experiments that, for example, rich guys or rich girls, they pretend to be poor or something like this in order to find the person who won't focus on their, you know, money, their status. In this case, partly, I can understand it because they just delayed the part of their money and they just show themselves as they are. In this case, it can be fair. But in most cases, when person photoshop themselves, say that they're broken this position, but it's not true. In most cases, just lying, and it's very unfair.
I want to react about this because, as you said, I think most of the time it's not, people don't do this against the people, they do for themselves. Just sometimes, like, I think some people want to get a kind of revenge of their life, so they do this fake profile to make people suffer. But I think it's really small amount of the population. I think most of the time they do that because they don't have self-confidence at all, or they want attention, or sometimes they have some mental issues, they have to lie. Yeah, it's really depends, but I think, yeah, most of the time it's not against people. They do this to feel themselves better, and it's not supposed to be mean.
Yeah, of course, but unfortunately, as a result, the person can be hurt, even without intention of the first person. And this is the problem. But of course, it depends. It's connected with psychologists, facts, etc. And also, there another thing that I would like to mention, that when, for example, you are communicated with one person and then came out that totally another person, like you was chatting with a girl, yeah, and then it came out that it is an old man or something like this, it can be really shocking. And in this kind of things, I'm totally against it because it's totally lie. And yeah, what do you think about it when it came out, like, not just talking about Photoshop, etc., but when it's totally another person?
For me, in the opinion, it's that we are not ready for this technology, and also every government has to help us because new technologies, new processes, new problems, and we have really a lot of mental health problems due to the technology, due to the new processes. It is not bad, but for sure our administration has to help us. And the mental health don't has to be a taboo. It's a real problem because we are in a technology system that everything happens in our minds mainly. So we have to take care of our mind. And I know we are talking about catfish and different ones, but it's too connected, everything. Even the stalkers, that people that is obsessed with you, okay? But the stalkers are 24 hours. I had an example for my experience. One person started to write me on Instagram, and I tried to be polite, to be kind, then continues, and I block it. But then appears with new profiles, a lot of profiles, like mushrooms grows at the country, in offline, if you don't want anyone, or do you want to meet with a person, finish in that moment. But stalking could continue 24 hours.
I partly agree with you, but stalkers can be in the real life, believe me. Yes. Yeah, I also had the example, but I had the both stalker, like, it was one person, but he stalked me in two ways, online and offline. So this is why I'm saying that offline stalkers, it's not like something special. The story was that I denied to have the relationships, and the guy was very angry. He started for the first time stalking me in the street, near my home, etc. Because, you know, everybody knew in our area where we were living. And he started to stalk me. And unfortunately, we didn't have any laws at this time for sure that if the person pursue you, you can't do anything. You can't go to the policeman and say, okay, this guy is pursuing me, he's stalkers. There's nothing at all in our law. It was the motivation to go to the law then. And then when he stopped to stalker me in real life, but he started to stalker me in online, as you have said, sometimes we can block, but it can continue. In my case, it was that, okay, he wrote me a lot, I blocked in several accounts, but the worst thing was that he created another account with another guy who was very kind. He has very different style of chatting, a lot of photos, a lot of stories of his life that I was for sure, okay, I was 17, but in any case, I was for sure that it's another person totally. And we were chatting for 4 months, and I was for sure that it's like they're different at all, nothing common with them. And then he, after 4 months, to me, it's me, like this guy who was stalkered me. And I couldn't even imagine that it was another person because we were chatting for 4 months every day. And it came out that he was, yeah, some kind of trash and stalkering at the same time.
Yes, for that reason, I said you, when someone is obsessed with you, even you have a law that don't allow that these people disturb you. But still, technology is so fast. And what happens if someone is doing that online? Right now, the possibilities are really reduced because the technology is faster than the law.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like the space in the law that governments of different countries should think about it because it can harm a lot of and hurt a lot of people.
I join you in the fact that technology goes so fast that security cannot follow the speed of the technology, and that's a real problem today because behind the screen, now you can do a lot of things. You have a lot of free tools that you can find on the internet to stalk someone, to see through his or her webcam. You can find IP address, you can find your real address, you can find a lot of things just by just typing few words in Google, and that's the problem today, one of the problems today.
And I think that in most cases people don't pay attention to the online because it's not real, you know. It's not physically can hurt you. But unfortunately, emotionally, we can be hurted more sometimes than physically. And because, okay, he's typing you, what's the problem, just block, then block. But every time when the guy or the girl disturb you by different kinds of the words, of the information, you can't block it because, and you can't escape from it. It can have the impact on your mental health, and it is very important too. And sometimes the digital world can transfer to the real life. As Thomas has mentioned, they can get the IP to get known when you're leaving, etc. So digital world can be very, very dangerous. And we need to pay attention for it. The government needs to pay attention on it, even if sometimes it doesn't connect with physical impact of on us.
Let's move the topic to something different. And do you have some fun facts about application or any application that was funny, that works in a different ways?
In France, we have something can be considered as funny app for strangers. It's called Fruits. The thing is, at the very beginning of the when you download the app, you can choose between 4 fruits. You can choose the cherry if you want to find your half. You can pick the peach if you want just a one night stand. You can also choose the watermelon if you want. And the last one is the grape. Just it's when you are not sure about what you want. And yeah, you can be just drink a beer and see after. And yeah, so you can choose in these 4 fruits. And I think it makes the thing really simple. So the intention is really clear at the beginning. And yeah, there is no confusion. It's supposed to be no confusion.
This is so similar, for example, to this kind of party that you put like a wristband. Find people with your same interest, for example. But I think that the point of the fruits, it's like so funny, different. It's more like a friendly.
Very original. And the guy who had this idea make this app really popular, I think in French, behind Tinder, of course, but it's one of the top 5 popular app in France.
But not only the persons want to be alone. Do you know one thing? There is a social network only for pets.
Oh my God.
So, do you have pets?
Yes.
Yes.
So, they have to sign in Pinder.
Pinder. Oh my God. How will be the verification?
Yes.
Like the selfie? Yeah.
Maybe with the whoa.
Ah, yeah, nice.
The system recognizes that it's verified.
I see my, I have the dog Jessica. And she doesn't have the boyfriend, as I know. So maybe we will download and search for another Yorkshire for her.
Yes.
Or not Yorkshire, diversity.
This is connected. Some stories in Instagram, some people create a profile only for his dog or for his cat or his pet, in fact.
In France, we have another dating app that is not that popular, unfortunately. But at the very beginning, you have to write your musical taste. The app doesn't care about the appearance of the person, but they just match you the music taste, and I think it's very interesting. For example, if you are, I don't know, heavy rock fan or bass music fan or rap fan, it will propose you some profile with the same music taste as you, and I think music in relationship is really important to have some common taste, so why not? The only thing that is bad is not popular, unfortunately, but I think it's a good idea.
Wow, it's so original. And you know, a lot of studies said that the musical taste is so important at the beginning in a relationship. The worst topic to talk with someone that you don't know, it's talk about music. So this application make that this topic, it's better because it's easier to find that more or less it's like you. So and it's so original. I like that kind of ideas that propose to meet people, but in other way, not like touching and send a message and hello, what are you looking for?
Yeah, I think it's important because, for example, if you don't have the same taste of music at all, you probably can't go to same concert, same festival, and I think it's really sad. I mean, you can go to with friend, of course, it's cool, but if you have your partner with you, I think it's way better.
The intention is so friendly that, in fact, allow to connect with another intention at first, that is the music, and music is so nice.
Yes, for me, I totally agree with you, because it's really, as you have mentioned, one of the topics that can connect people for the first time. And in any case, you can find the friends, or even maybe music will connect you, who knows. We discussed who writes the first, yes, the girls, the boys. Mm. And I know the statistics, which is very unexpected for me. More women, 21%, than men, 70% message first.
20%, I think it's really too much for me. It's like 5% or 10% of the girl that texts first. They know that, in general, the guy that has to do the first step, and they know it, so that's why they just match and wait for the text of the guy, I think, most of the time.
And I would like to add two funny facts about celebrities and Tinder. Maybe they're celebrities, but come on, they also use Tinder. Ed Sheeran claims to be the first approached to verification in Tinder when it was applied, but decided to turn the offer down.
You see.
Yeah, and another fact that amongst the self-proclaimed celebs users, how do you think? Just imagine.
Well, honestly, I have no clue. I can't wait to know because I really don't know at all.
Wow, I can't make a decision. So bring us the solution, please.
It's Lindsay Lohan, Lily
wow.
Allen, and Katy Perry.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine, honestly. Wow, that's really surprising.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We'll have another podcast about the celebrities. So, yeah, Katy Perry has Orlando Bloom. So, okay.
So, before this program goes into a gossip,
yes,
we want to know your opinion, your point of view, also on Instagram, on Facebook. We are Mustar FM. Any final sentence for finish today?
I enjoyed this conversation, these debates a lot, because I have one point of view on these dating apps, but you showed me some other cases, some funny and interesting facts from your countries that you have. As for me, this topic is very controversial, depends on the person. Like, what do you prefer, online or offline dating? So it depends on you, of course. And what about you? What do you think?
For me, I think that was really interesting to talk about it. But I would just say, if you like dating apps, just really take care of you and be really cautious about who you want to meet.
Yes, and for me, after listening your opinion also, I have to say that we have to combine both of them. The online dating, the offline dating, and take the best of both and mix it. Because mix is always really good. But not in a laboratory, because if you are in a laboratory, maybe mix something will be an explosive.
True. Yeah, thank you, guys. It was the pleasure to have this podcast with you.
Yeah, thank you, Victor, and thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much, also for the listeners. Thank you for your opinions. See you next week.
Yeah, goodbye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.